Epistemocracy. Everyone has an idea of utopia. For many, it means equality, universal justice, freedom from oppression, freedom from work. For some, it may be the more modest, though no more attainable, society with commuter trains free of lawyers on cell phones. To me, utopia is an epistemocracy, a society in which anyone of rank is an epistemocrat, and where epistemocrats manage to be elected. It would be a society governed from the basis of the awareness of ignorance, not knowledge. Alas, one cannot assert authority by accepting one's own fallibility. Simply, people need to be blinded by knowledge. We're made to follow leaders who can gather people together because the advantages of being in groups trump the disadvantages of being alone. It has been more profitable for us to bind together in the wrong direction than to be alone in the right one. Those who have followed the assertive idiot rather than the introspective wise person have passed us some of their genes. This is apparent from a social pathology. Psychopaths rally followers. Once in a while, you encounter members of the human species with so much intellectual superiority that they can change their minds effortlessly. Note here the following black swan asymmetry. I believe that you can be dead certain about some things and ought to be so. You can be more confident about disconfirmation than confirmation. Karl Popper was accused of promoting self-doubt while writing in an aggressive and confident tone, an accusation that is occasionally addressed to this author by people who don't follow my logic of skeptical empiricism. Fortunately, we've learned a lot since Montaigne about how to carry on the skeptical empirical enterprise. The black swan asymmetry allows you to be confident about what is wrong, not about what you believe is right. Karl Popper was once asked whether one could falsify falsification, in other words, if one could be skeptical about skepticism. His answer was that he threw students out of his lectures for asking far more intelligent questions than that one. Quite tough, Sir Karl was.